So today's date is January 28th, 2003. And today's lesson is based on Moshe Feldenkrais number 52, the head fixed, pelvis fixed while standing on the knees. Isn't that an exciting title?
Oh, wow.
No, well, forget the title. But so those of you who were here last week can remember vaguely what we did about the circles. And I mentioned to you we're right now doing a series of relating circles with the pelvis and how that organizes the whole skeletal system. Okay, so take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back this morning. And as I've mentioned before, as you become aware of yourself, notice, is it more your muscular self or your skeletal self that you check into? It's actually important to be able to make the distinction between the two and to be able to sense both your muscular system and your skeletal. So muscular would be places maybe you feel tension or tightness. So the skeleton can't feel tight, can it? Can a bone feel tight? Right, so bones can't feel tight. What you sense from the skeleton is weight. The skeleton represents weight and the way that things are resting on the mat. But what the muscular system will represent, if you have, let's say, any tension on one side of your shoulder or neck, that's a hint probably that some muscles are contracting up there and there's a holding. And since there's holding, you're not allowing the skeleton actually to fully rest on the floor. So that's giving you some information that there's muscular work. Is that clear for everybody? So just scan your entire self, observing those two aspects and what you sense about yourself now before we do the lesson. And then one last idea to bring into the lesson today that we began last fall, and I kind of have let it drift apart, but I just want to remind you about it. And for those of you who are new, it'll be a new concept for you. So remember back in the fall, I brought into the lessons this idea of the tanden. So for those of you who are new, the tanden is this area in between your belly button and the pubic bone. And it's really where the lowest plexus, so I think it's the solar plexus, is. The opening below the pubic bone going into the earth. So if you're standing, it'd be right under the pubic bone where we open up to connect to the earth. In a way, it's the deepest center part of ourselves. And what we began in the fall was, throughout the lesson, drawing attention to this area and checking in that this area can be free, that we're not holding there. There's no tension around the pubic bone, the belly button. There's no tension in contracting our abdominal muscles. So as you're lying there right now, as you take a breath, you can feel that area lift up, the tanden. It actually rises and lowers relative to the diaphragm. So throughout the lesson, as we're doing the different movements that we're going to be doing, you check in with that area. And this is a level of what I call self-regulation. So I'm not going to instruct you when to check in. It's your job for yourself to ask yourself, oh, how does it feel down there? Am I holding any tension or am I completely free there as I'm doing this movement? And it's also working on the ability to be able to have your attention in more than one area at a time. So that is also part of what we're doing in this lesson. Okay, so put your right hand behind your head. And your left hand will go on your forehead. And so both of your palms are in contact with your head. And now there's two ways to move your head. One is to glue your hands to your head and then turn your head through moving your arms. So you allow no slippage between the hand and the head. So glue your hands to your head, both, and you actually have to lift the head a little bit to be able to move the hands. That's it, the hands and the head. So this is a non-differentiated movement, yes? And then the other way is that you allow the right hand that's behind your head to just completely rest on the floor. So your elbow can be open and relaxed. And you utilize your left hand to roll your head inside the right palm. So it's a sensation of rolling your head. So your nose always stays orientated towards the ceiling. Does that make sense? And you make an arc from the right side of the room up over to the ceiling and over to the left side of the room. No side bending, Bev. Rolling. The elbows do no movement at all. So let your right elbow rest. There you go. You're side bending. Your side bending. Bring yourself back to center. Bring your nose to the center. Now, just lift your left hand away from your forehead. There. Now, just roll your head left and right. Roll. That's it. Roll. That's it. That's more like rolling. Now, can you lightly place your hand on your forehead and assist that movement? What you just did. That's rolling. No side bending in the ribs. That's it. Okay? Now change the hands. So your right hand's on your forehead and the left hand is behind. And again, you utilize now the right hand to roll the head, but you're doing nothing with the left hand. All you do is you sense how the weight of your head rolls inside your palm. And this is really important that you're clear about this for the rest of the lesson. Okay? So, and you're using, though, the right hand, the palm of the hand, to help roll the head. So, do you ever remember when you were a kid? At least I did this all the time. I had a pencil. You had a pencil on the desk. Do you remember rolling the pencil under your hand? Or do you remember taking Play-Doh and rolling it to make a worm? Right? And you rolled it, and as it moved underneath your hand, but you have to keep your hand flat, your palm flat. Now that's helped all of you. Good. Okay, pause and rest for a moment. Bless you. Now, you're going to bring yourself up onto your knees. So roll to your side, and you're standing on your knees. So that means your butt is up in the air. And position your knees so that they're directly under your hip joints. So if your knees are too wide, that can put pressure on your knees and hurt yourself. If your knees are too close together, you're going to lose your balance. Hands up, so you're standing on your knees. No hands on your knees. There you go. Standing. So if somebody cut off your lower leg, this is how you would stand. So find a way to be comfortable. Now bring your hands back into the same position. Right hand behind the head, left hand on the forehead. Okay, now in this position, begin to roll your head left and right. So again, it's rolling. So that means nothing happens with the right hand that's behind the head. You utilize the left hand to push the forehead left and right. Roll the head. So your nose should now scan the horizon. There's no tilting. Just observe what it's like to roll your head left and right. Good. Now change over your hands, please. So that means the left hand is behind your head and the right hand is on your forehead. And really, you're primarily using the right hand to roll the head and then like pull it back. That's it. Nothing's happening with that left hand. The back of your head rolls into the scooped pocket of your palm. Good. Okay, and sit down on your heels and just rest for a moment and sitting. And find a comfortable place to sit. Can you sit each side of your buttocks comfortably on each foot? Or do you have a tendency to shift over to one side? Okay, stand back on your knees, right hand behind your head, left in front. And now this time we do no movement at all with the head. So you just keep the hands here. So on the forehead and behind. But now begin to do a movement of drawing a circle with your pelvis. So the circle is going to be on the mat, on the floor. And see if you can bring your attention to your tailbone. If you were a dog, like Linda's beautiful dog outside, he has his tail that sticks out. So the tail is drawing a circle. Your tailbone has now become a marker. But you keep the head very quiet. So there's no rolling of the head now. None. In fact, you're using the hands to stabilize the head and find a way to make a circle with the pelvis. And check in with your breathing, your breath. Are you holding your breath? That area, the tanden, is there any tension down there? Whenever you need to pause, you can pause for a moment, rest your arms, and then when you come up again, change over the hands. So that would mean your right hand would be on your forehead and the left hand behind your head. So just pace yourself. And notice how large or small you make the circle. So in this beginning part of the lesson, if you make a really huge circle, it takes a huge amount of effort in your muscular system to balance you. So you might want to start off with a smaller circle. And then as your pelvis gets more free and the rib cage and the spine, it'll be easier. There'll be less muscular effort to balance, so you can make a larger circle with less effort, because that's what you want. That's it. And again, notice how your breath and breathing is. Again, how relaxed that area, the tanden, is. And can you remember we also did the widening of your smile? So can you actually create a little bit of a smile as you're doing this, which will release any jaw or neck tension? Great. Okay, let's rest on your back. And I'll be ready for salsa dancing in 5 weeks. Okay, come back up onto your knees again. So same position. Let's place the right hand on your forehead and the left hand behind your head. And we'll go back to the first movement, which was the rolling of the head. So now you again keep the back hand, which is the left hand, just there to feel the rolling of the back side of your head. And you use the right hand to roll your forehead, left and right. And just notice, is anything different? is the quality of the movement different? Why would the movement change in your head when all we did in the previous movement is move your pelvis? Good. Now this time, change over the hand, so we'll bring the right behind and the left in front. And this time, you're going to glue the hands to the head. So again, we put some crazy glue on both hands. So you're going to turn the head, but this now means that the elbows and kind of the ribs and the trunk start to have to participate. So if the hands are glued to the head, you begin to turn left and right, feel what happens now. And with this lesson, you can, you guys are doing a great job. Many of you are challenging yourself to have your eyes closed, which is a challenge because of balance. But you're also open to having your eyes open. It's fine to open or close them, whichever works. That's it. Change over the hands. Continue to have them glued and roll or turn. It's not rolling. You're now turning the head left and right. Now pause in the center again for a moment. Hold the head and begin to make a circle with your pelvis again, this time in the opposite direction that you did last time. If you need a break at this point, you can rest for a moment and then come back to it. Always be honest with yourself. If you need a break, take a break. It's amazing what 5 seconds of a break does. And then you can come back. The head is frozen with your hands. So you're doing your circle with the pelvis. Your tailbone is making a circle, but you're going in the opposite direction of what you did last time. So there should be very little change in your height up and down. There's really no up and down change. Okay, rest on your back, please. Now go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. And as you're rolling over onto your stomach, you're going to put your right hand on the floor in front of your forehead, palm up, so your forehead, once again, rests into your palm. It's the same position that we continue to go back to. And your left hand will be behind your head. Now this time, your forehead is the part that rolls inside of the left palm, or the right palm. And it's your left hand that will create the movement of rolling your head through the back of the head. So use just, again, the left hand to start rolling your head. So you roll your nose into your right palm. You roll your nose or your forehead into the right palm. Your forehead's in the palm, but you're rolling the nose, the forehead, along the floor, right? I hope. So it means that, again, the left elbow has to lift away from the floor, right? It can't rest on the floor and facilitate the rolling of your head. And the right hand is just resting there. Great. And now just pause enough to change over the hands. So it means your forehand now rests inside your left palm, and your right hand is behind your head. You'll need to lift your right elbow to facilitate rolling your head inside the left palm. good. And pause to let that go, and please roll onto your back to rest. And roll to your side, come up onto your knees. Now this time you're going to stay on your right knee, but then you're going to be on your left foot. So keep the right knee. So I call this like a knight position. That's it. So this challenges your balance a little bit more. So take a moment to really understand where to place your left foot. How close or far apart is it from the right knee? So that you're stable. And bring your hands up, right hand on your forehead, left hand behind your head, and in this position, begin to roll the head. So you only use the right hand, right? The left hand is just behind there, feeling the back of the head. It's not doing anything. It's primarily just your right hand that's facilitating the idea of rolling the head. Nice, Betsy, that's it. And again, some of you are really challenging yourself with your balance, having your eyes closed, which is really wonderful. In fact, you can learn to have better balance with your eyes closed than with your eyes open. Because when your eyes are closed, it forces you to sense your own organization and not worry about the environment around you. Great. Change over the hands. So now it's the left hand on the forehead rolling the head. And the right palm is just feeling the back of the head. And noticing how each change of the arm position, this may change your balance now. Okay, pause and just sit back on your heels. Bring the other knee down. Just rest and sitting for a moment. See if you can feel your sit bones sitting right on top of your heels. Okay, back up to the same position. That means right knee down, left foot in the knight position. Hold your head, right hand in front, left hand behind, but you hold it. So no rolling this time. And you start to make your circle with the pelvis. So back to the tailbone. And again, you're drawing the circle on the mat, on the floor. So you've extended a marker to your tailbone. Have fun with it. Make it a color. And see if you can be consistent as you're making the circle. Do you draw the same line again over and over? You know, sometimes if you draw a circle, you go out. And the more you draw circles, it gets thicker and thicker because you can't go over the same location. Great. Now, can you change over the hands? Draw your circle. Check in with your breath and your breathing. Can you remember about the tanden and even the widening of your smile? Okay, pause and rest. Sit back onto your heels. That's it. Rest for a minute. This is actually a great position to really learn to be comfortable in. If you need to do like paperwork, put it on the floor and sit on your feet like this, your knees, and it's a great way to work instead of being at a desk. Huh? Sure you can. Okay, up again, same position. That means the left foot is in the standing position. Bring whichever hand you would like in front this time and whichever hand you like in back. Hold the head fixed and change the direction of your circle. So no circle with the head. The head's frozen in space. And feel what the pelvis is doing. Can you get to each part of the circle? Or if it was a clock, we won't even talk about how the numbers are, but can you get to each number on the clock? How are you breathing? That's it. Beautiful. And rest on your back. You don't need to go either. Well, Betsy, that might be a goal then, that you could be on your knees like that. I do probably 90% of my paperwork on the floor and on my Feldenkrais table. I just spread things down and I shift my weight over to one side and other side, and up and often I go into this night position, going forward and back, and so much better than sitting in a chair. It's fabulous for your knees. This is how I fixed my knee. It's now been, 3.5 weeks since my knee injury? And I went running this last weekend. It's all better. All from kneeling and being on the knee. It's all about the pelvis and the hips. So the best thing you can do for knees, right, Liz? Is be on the knees. Is kneeling. The best thing you can do for it. Okay, come back up. And this time we're going to change legs. So you'll keep the left knee down and you'll stand the right foot. So the opposite night position. And any of those of you that are having any kind of hip or, you know, pelvic stuff on one leg compared to other, your balance will be very different in one side compared to the other. So do whatever you need to do with your foot. The right foot so that you can balance yourself. Bring your right hand to the back of your head, the left hand on the forehead, and gently roll the head a little bit to the left and to the right. So you're rolling. That means the right hand does nothing. The left hand encourages the rolling. Your nose scans the horizon. Great. Change the hands and continue to roll the head just a few more times. Now, hold the head fixed. So keep that right hand on the forehead, left hand behind the head. And start to draw a circle with your tailbone and your pelvis. And just really tune in to how different is it with the legs in this configuration. In particular, I know for myself, these lessons are very different. The left side compared to the right side for me is hugely different. That's it. Now, notice as you're making the circle, and somewhere along the line, see if you can change the direction of the circle. Some of you keep the belly area, from your belly button down to your pubic bone, you keep it completely like flat, that there's no tilting or angle going on. And then some of you allow a tilting to go on. Now, if there's no tilting going on, that means you're doing primarily the movement in your back. So you need to have a little tilt of the pelvis to draw the circle with the tailbone. You see, if you had a clock under you, for the tailbone to come towards 12 o'clock, right, you got to pull that tail kind of forward, right? So that means the abdominal muscles kind of pull up, contract towards your belly button. And then it's as if you're going to stick your butt out is going towards 6. But some of you are, you're doing no movement in the pelvis tilting, so you're actually doing the movement to get from 12 to 6. It's all coming from your back. So try both ways so you understand what other people are doing in the group. Try not to do the tilt at all now. Like Gail, you were doing it very nicely, so don't do it at all. And feel the only way to get your pelvis from 12 to 6 is the lower back. It's a very different movement. Some people can't even, it's very hard to do. Yet some people are so locked in their pelvis, that's all they do is go to the lower back. Okay, sit down and rest on your knees for a moment. That's it, Betsy. Okay, come up again in this position. So the right foot is the standing foot. Change over the hands. Right hand should be on the front, I believe, the forehead. And change the direction of the pelvis. So whichever direction your circle was last time. And again, pay attention to this idea. It's not a big tilt, but there has to be a little bit of a tilt. Does that make sense to everyone? Is that clear to draw the circle? Great. Okay, and let's rest on our back. Can you bring your attention to your breath and your breathing, that area of the tanden, the widening of your smile? And for those of you who are new to this, what you'll begin to observe is that as you do the widening of your smile, you just think of the corners of your mouth widening to just begin a smile. How the area down there called the tanden stays free. And then if you go and do a movement of clenching your jaw and your teeth, like you're angry or you're frustrated, as soon as you do the clenching, you will feel the tension and tightening down in the tanden, the holding that begins to happen in the abdomen. So you really can't hold down there and widen your smile. Okay, come back up now onto both knees. So we're going to go back to being on both knees. And this should be a breeze now to stand on both knees for balance. Bring your right hand behind your head, the left in front. And now we're going to begin to roll your head as we've done in the past. So it means the right hand is fairly passive and you use the left hand to roll the head. So make your hand flat. Your forehead rolls from the palm of your hand over towards the fingertips. That's it. Carefully, slowly. Really take your time. Now, as you continue to roll your head, can you begin to draw a circle with your pelvis? So, and when you lose it, you just stop and you go back to rolling the head. and you get the head so smooth, and as soon as it's so smooth, then you find a way to start to move the pelvis and breathe at the same time. Not like I'm asking too much, but... So there's lots of room during while you're doing this to pause and rest. If you need to sit back on your heels for a moment, please do, and then come back to it. Now, wherever you are in the movement of the head, bring it back to the center and freeze it, and just do the circle of the pelvis. So reacquaint yourself with making the circle with your pelvis. Now, can you continue the circle with your pelvis? Keep it going. And now, can you start the rolling of the head? This is when you truly can have optimal freedom of your neck. Okay, great. Let's have a rest sitting on your heels for a moment. Come up again, and I think we have the right hand behind the head, so let's put the right hand on the forehead this time, left hand behind the head. Please begin by rolling the head. Remember what the movement of rolling is. And it doesn't have to be a huge movement of rolling. That's the other thing. You don't have to go to your full potential. You can really do a very fine, subtle rolling movement, where the nose just goes, let's say, 25 degrees to the left and to the right. You don't need to do the full crank on it and go all the way to each side. Find a very elegant place for your head to feel very smooth. That's it. Now begin to add in the movement of your pelvis. Are you tightening your jaw, Betsy? Smile. There you go. That's a common thing to have happen, because this also is a lesson about letting go about control. Can't have a lot of control and do this lesson. So it brings up issues about what does it mean to be out of control. Or it reminds us how much we do have sense of control going on in our bodies. Great. Okay, let's take a rest on your back. And control is what gets us into trouble on all levels in life. Right? Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. No, you have to be aware. You have to be aware. It's an awareness to call to the foreground how to organize yourself to do something. But it's not about control. It's not really a controlled movement. It's more about bringing an organization. But I think of control involving tension. Like, you know, okay, I'm going to write something a certain way, and I'm going to hold my wrist, and I'm going to control it to be this way. There's a huge demand of muscular tension. And then that's what can create an injury. Because there's so much over-muscular work that if you need to move out of the range which you're permitting, something will hurt. Or when somebody's driving a car and you see people clenching the steering wheel, don't you see people doing this all the time? And they're like holding, and you see in their neck, and they're like so tight that if somebody did hit them, they're going to hurt themselves because there's so much tension. But the more relaxed you are, I'll never forget getting in a car accident. My father and mother just picked us up from the airport for our wedding, the weekend of our wedding, and we got rear-ended. And I was doing what you're not supposed to be doing, not having a seatbelt on, and I was sitting sideways in the back seat, rambling away. And so I just kind of bounced all over the car, but had no repercussions at all. Usually who has the most repercussions is the driver, and especially if they see it coming, because they tense. And then when you lock up, what you're doing is you're telling your body not to go with the impact. And the best thing you can do is go with the impact. You see? So it's actually the holding. So that's where you see people in control. They think if they're gripping the steering wheel really tight, it's going to do something for them. It's going to make the driving safer. I don't know. Okay. Let's roll onto your stomach. Place your forehead inside of your right palm, left hand behind your head, and you're just going to hold your head. And you're going to roll your pelvis to the left and to the right. So just feel what it's like to roll. So you roll across your belly button. And you'll notice as you really get the rolling going, that whichever side you roll to, it's the opposite knee that starts to draw itself up a little bit. That's it, Linda. That's it, Gail. Right? That's it, Betsy. That's it. And see if you can make the rolling a little faster, have a little more fun with it, less controlled. Just let go. Let go of the legs and the pelvis. Roll as fast as you can. Just back and forth, like you're jello. That's it, Liz. Just wiggle, 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 wiggle. Just let those hips go, the pelvis go. Great. Okay, and onto your back again. Come back up onto your knees. This time you'll have the right knee down and the left foot standing. Bring the right hand behind your head, the left hand on your forehead. For right now, we'll keep the head fixed. And start to draw a circle with your pelvis. That's it. And some of you are learning that you can even make a bigger circle, which is nice. And now, can you also sense that you're drawing a circle with your belly button? So you got two different circles going on. The tailbone circle is on the floor, but the belly button circle is the front of the room on the horizon. So it's just drawing your attention and awareness there. That's it. Now, as you've got these two circles going, can you gently and slowly start to bring in the rolling of your head? And as some of you are doing so nicely, the widening of your smile. Right, this is like what a lot of dancers are able to do, right? Hmm? Brazilian, right? That's it. What's also interesting to observe is the rate at which you roll your head compared to the rate in which you, or the speed in which you do the circle with your pelvis. Are they in sync, or can they be going at different speeds? Good. Okay, pause for a minute, rest on your knees. How does it feel sitting there now? Getting easier? Okay, come back up again, and I think this time we'll bring the left knee up. Let's change the legs, right? Didn't we just do the... Okay, right knee then. Right knee and then... Okay. Right knee up, left knee down, or right foot up. There you go. And let's change over your hands. So we'll put the left hand on the forehead, right hand behind your head. Keep the head frozen and start the movement with your pelvis. Once you have your circle going with your pelvis, You can draw attention to the circle with your belly button. And then at your own time, when you feel ready, you begin the rolling of your head. That's it, Betsy. That's okay. It's very interesting how... Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting how people begin doing all this stuff. Okay. Change the direction of your pelvis. Pause with your head for a moment. And then once you've got your circle going in the other direction with your pelvis, start to roll your head, widen your smile. That's it. Okay, and rest on your back. Okay, one last time, please come back up onto both knees. This should feel like a breeze now. Bring your right hand to the back side of your head, the left hand on your forehead. Let's start the movement with the rolling of your head. So again, roll your head, left and right. Very nice. Feel the quality, how smooth it is. Good. And again, it doesn't have to be a big range. You might want to shorten the range. That's it. And now begin to draw a circle with your pelvis. That's it. And can you widen your smile? Have your breath free. And now somewhere along the way, can you actually change the direction of the circle of the pelvis without interrupting the rolling of the head? That's great. Wonderful. Okay. And rest on your back. This is a lesson, too, that you can do anywhere on your own. You know, so if you're traveling or something like that. It's a great lesson. Let's say you go on a trip somewhere and... I don't know, you're walking on the beach and you stumble or something and you feel like, oh, I twisted my ankle or something like that. This is a fabulous lesson to go back and break down any kinds of compensations to keep your pelvis and hip joints really free, because often it's high levels of compensation that create chronic issues. And then once the area that we injured is healed, we're still doing those chronic issues. Okay. So take a moment to notice how you're resting on the floor now. Again, check in with both your muscular and skeletal system. What has changed? What's different from the beginning of the lesson? What have you learned from this lesson? And then in a moment, we're going to bring you up to standing, and we're going to just do one more movement in standing, okay? So go ahead and roll to your sides and bring yourself up to standing. You can either stand on the hard surface or stay on the mat, whichever is most comfortable for you. And first of all, just sense you're standing now, how you feel that you weight bear onto each leg, each foot. I don't know if you remember the tripod idea underneath each foot, but having weight equally distributed from the ball of the big toe, the ball of the pinky toe, and the heel. So just notice what that weight distribution is like now after this lesson. And bring your hands up to your head. So we'll put your right hand behind your head, left hand on the forehead. And make sure you have a comfortable stance and begin to do a circle with your pelvis in standing. See what that's like. And as you get that going, can you begin the rolling of your head? That's it. And then notice if at any moment you can change the direction of your pelvis, go the opposite direction. Great. Okay. And let it go. And just go ahead and take a walk around the room. Just notice how it feels now in your hips, your pelvis, your spine, your shoulder blades.